we are considered Wrestling Town USA. This weekend, we're even more excited. We're welcoming the world. There'll be about 19 nations arriving. It'll be the first ever combined men's and women's freestyle wrestling World Cup. Hey, this is Josh Chamber, president of the Iowa City Area Sports Commission, and you are on the road with Ding on WGN Radio.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line as people are getting out and about on some of those road trips for the wintertime, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Indianapolis, whether it's anywhere that you can drive or get to in a car. There's going to be a ton of people heading out to Iowa City and Coralville for an amazing wrestling event. You know, there's a lot of reasons to go to Iowa. Not all of them are front of mind. This is one of them. And when it comes to wrestling, I don't think there's another place that could be described as the epicenter of it for America. And excited to have Josh Schamberger on the line. He is the president of the Iowa City Sports Commission, one of those driving forces over at Think Iowa City in Coralville. Josh, welcome to WGN.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's great to have you on. So, you know, as far as people thinking of where they're going to go, when it comes to the wrestling world and the wrestling community, those seasons have started on the high school side and the college side, and so much is going on. And more attention, I think, than ever in recent years has been kind of given to USA Wrestling and some of the international stuff, and certainly that success that we've had. So talk a little bit about this. Not only are you guys, you know, Iowa City and the Hawkeyes and that great legacy and all that legendary action there, but to be really the epicenter for the world. A lot of people are going to be, say, you know, Think Iowa City. People around the world are going to be doing that this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we are kind of considered Wrestling Town USA. We just finished a four-day major high school wrestling tournament called the Dan Gable Donnybrook. Many Chicago area schools came over, including Juliet Catholic and a lot of them. Actually, it was won by a Chicago school. And this weekend, we're even more excited. We're welcoming the world. There'll be about 19 nations arriving starting today, and it'll be the first ever combined men's and women's freestyle wrestling World Cup. And the first time ever the women have competed in the United States in this event. And that goes back decades.
Talk about that a little bit. I know five teams from each for the men and the women. Those top teams are going to be coming to Iowa to compete. So who are some of those that people are going to be excited to see?
Well, basically every year there's the World Championships, which took place in September in Belgrade, Serbia. And as those scores are determined there, the top five ranked teams in the world, both on the men's side and women's side, qualify to wrestle in this premier once-a-year event, which is the World Cup. And then there's a sixth team added to both sides that's comprised, it's an all-world team of the top-ranked wrestlers in the world that aren't part of those five nations. So on the men's side, we will have the United States, we will have Mongolia, Japan, the Republic of Georgia, and Iran. And on the women's side, we will have Japan, Mongolia, China, the United States, and Ukraine. So quite a group. Best wrestling teams in the world, best women and men in the world at this sport.
Yeah, you mentioned this the first time. The Women's World Cup has actually been held in the United States. And also, too, and I think it's important to note, kind of sharing top billing. I mean, these are both being promoted at an equal level. And kind of share that as a guy that's been in and around not only the, you know, the city and the state and the sport and all that kind of stuff, but also wrestling in general, just to see women kind of at that level and these events being really highlighted.
Yeah, I mean, girls and women's wrestling has exploded. 4 years ago in Iowa, the very first girls wrestling state tournament happened. There was 82 wrestlers that weighed in. It was sanctioned last year, and now in the state of Iowa, there's over 2,400 high school girls wrestling. So incredible growth in 4 years. I went over to Vevey, Switzerland just a couple of years back, maybe 3 years ago, and worked with UWW to convince them that, you know, women should be on an equal stage to men on this event. And they agreed, and we worked out the particulars. And so this marks the first time in history that the men and women will compete alongside each other. And obviously, I couldn't be more proud to have it take place, not only in the United States, but here in Iowa.
Talk a little bit about that vibe and that buzz. Of course, you know, we've mentioned it's just sort of the HQ for a lot of big wrestling events and happenings. But this is different, right? This is bigger.
It is big. I mean, this is a dual team event. So it's nation versus nation. Everybody's paid a lot of attention these last couple of weeks to the World Cup. Well, this is the real World Cup. You know, this is the wrestling World Cup, and the competition is fierce. There's a lot of pride in these nations to be represented as the best dual team in the world, and the wrestling is as good as it gets. There's a young American who's 19 years old named Amit Alor, who has won every junior level, cadet level, and senior level this year. She's probably the most storied athlete of 2022. And she will be here, hopefully dominating these other countries and representing the red, white, and blue.
when you think of some of the big stars of wrestling for Team USA, they will be there. But you know you're going to draw in some others, too. You mentioned Dan Gable. He's not too far. I'm sure he'll be in on watching some of the action. And so Josh is just a guy that's there that happens to notice people who enjoy and come and are attracted by events like this to your area. Who else do you expect to see?
Well, certainly Coach Gable will be here. He's a close friend, and he is actually the honorary coach for the men's team. Nice. Also, Coach Clarissa Chun will be here. You know, last year, the University of Iowa became the first Power 5 conference in the nation to add women's wrestling, and they will start next year, so she will be our honorary women's coach. But the top stars will be here. Jordan Burroughs is the most storied athlete in the history of the sport. He will certainly captain, along with Kyle Snyder, Captain America. Those two guys will captain the men's side. And on the women's side, you know, Amit and several others will, Felicity Taylor, Hawkeye wrestler, will represent the U.S. at 53 kilo. They'll be filled with stars all the way around. Japan's number one in the world in women. They'll be here. The U.S. is number one in the world in men. They'll be here. So it'll be quite a show.
It's going to be awesome. It is going to be an amazing thing. And, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. It is coming up this weekend. So, Josh, let us know if there's, you know, a place to go for tickets or if people can make their way out there. Obviously, we reach 38 states in Canada here on WGN, so I know a lot of people from the area can hear this, but certainly a lot of people that aren't in the area but could certainly make their way to Iowa.
Certainly. You can go to WorldCupCoralville.com or WorldCupIowaCity.com. Particularly if you're in the WGN listening area, which is all over the country, there are a tremendous amount of communities that are Mongolian, that are from China, that are Japanese. All of these countries are welcome. You know, it's going to be quite an international event. It's probably the first time ever we're welcoming vuvuzelas into the event and those crazy horns, but that's the way it should be for an event like this.
You think about it, it just made me think of it too. I mean, this is a great opportunity if you're a wrestling fan to get out there and see all of these great wrestlers in one place, but you hit on it because for some of these international teams, like this is the only time outside of a big plane ticket, you know, in a faraway event that you're going to get an opportunity to see these stars in action, in competition, and in a place that you can get to. I know that you, and for the listeners, let them know we're talking with Josh Schamberger. Of course, he is the president of the Sports Commission for the Iowa City area, but also part of Visit Iowa City and Coralville. And so you are sort of, you know, part of that Visitor and Tourism Bureau. You're going to have a lot of people. This will be the first time, based on the, you know, just the attraction that you have in the area, they're going to probably say, hey, we got to make our way back here. Talk a little bit about there. And for listeners that may not be as in tune to the wrestling side of things, some great things to do and see where you are.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the wrestling is certainly the attractor for this upcoming weekend, but, you know, we're very close proximity. I go to Chicago all the time. It's, you know, a three and a half hour drive from my house to Gibson's or North Rush, where I love to eat.
Yeah, nice.
And so here, obviously, we're only an hour and a half north of us at the Field of Dreams. Everybody knows that. You know, we have Terrivity Amana Colonies very close by, you know, a big Amish community just south of us. But then, you know, you've got Iowa City, which is the home of the University of Iowa. So it's just filled with, you know, just what you experience in every college market across the country. Great restaurants, great people, great food.
Yeah, we've got a lot of friends and family that are Hawkeye alumni. So we're certainly familiar with the attraction. It's great to have people get out there and see the sights. I know there's a ton of reasons for people to get out. So as we let you go, give, whether it's the website for people to get more information or tickets or information or some of the schedules on the rosters and the wrestling, where can they go?
Again, you can go to WorldCupCoralville.com or WorldCupIowaCity.com. While you're there, you can learn about all the teams, including the Ukrainian women's team, which is flying in tomorrow morning, 38 members of that delegation. And obviously, everybody knows what's happening in the world in their country, and they are trying to continue to inspire hope and some sort of normalcy as they compete and try and win the World Cup this year.
Josh Schamberger, helping to bring the world together and right there in Iowa City and Coralville and for all of that wrestling that is happening this weekend. So thanks, Josh. We know you got a lot to do, a ton happening, so we'll let you get back to it. But thanks so much for everything you and your team is doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Very much appreciated. You have a great day.